Welcome to the Crossroads Prayer and Fast Podcast. We're eager to listen and learn together about our year of becoming. So let's get started with today's episode with lead pastor Daniel Fusco.
Hey everybody, Pastor Daniel here. Welcome to our 2023 fast. If you're hearing my voice, I'm so excited for you because what it means is that you are seeking to set yourself apart, to press in, to know God more over the next couple of weeks. Here in 2023, we're calling it our year of becoming. And really the first step for all of us is to become human, truly human. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 10, "I have come that they may have life and that they may have life more abundantly." Before he said that, he talked about how the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And really what Jesus is saying is that we live our lives, but then in Christ, there is an abundant life, a better life. Really, Jesus is saying that he has come through his perfectly lived life, his death on the cross, his resurrection, his ascension, and the pouring out of his spirit to make us what humanity was really intended to be, something that none of us would live outside of his grace and the power of his spirit. And really, fasting is an extraordinary way for us to press in and move into this brand new way to be human, to be really human. God knows in the way he created us that we need food to survive. But when we fast, we're saying, God, I'm going to abstain from something that I need to focus on what I need even more, which is you, God. And I realize, as someone who has fasted so many times over a long period of time, that I learn so much about the ways that I am not truly human when I'm fasting. When I haven't eaten or I'm skipping a meal and I get hangry, I have to press into God and say, God, I shouldn't be hangry. Forgive me, Lord, for the way that my flesh is aggravated right now. When I am not eating and one of my kids wants to talk to me and I'm a little bit more short-tempered, again, I have to repent and say, God, will you empower me by your spirit? My kids don't deserve that version of me. And so as we embark on these next few weeks of praying and fasting, I simply want to encourage you to keep on going. There's no such thing as a perfect time of fasting. There's no such thing as getting an A in fasting. All that God is asking from each one of us is that we say, God, will you enlarge my heart? Will you enlarge my soul? I want to meet with you. I want to grow. I want to know you more. And I want to better reflect you into the world. And I'm here to tell you, we become truly human when we let God's light shine through us into the world, that people would see the good works that we do and they would glorify our Father in heaven because they would know only he could do that in us. So I'm excited to be on this journey with you. And I just want to pray for all of us as we fast for these next couple weeks. Father, thank you for my brothers and sisters who are saying, I want to press in. I want to know God more. And Lord, as we're all going to be fasting in different ways, whether we're skipping food for a whole day or we're doing all these different things over the next bunch of weeks, will you enlarge our hearts? Will you enlarge our souls? Lord, will you umbilically connect us to your heart and allow us to be blown away by who you are and what you're doing in our lives. And so God, it's not gonna be perfect, but because you're with us, it's exactly what you have for us. So God, be glorified in all of our lives and we ask it all in Jesus' name. We all agreed and said together, amen. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to our Prayer and Fast podcast. Stay connected with us on social media at Go to Crossroads and join us for our Friends and Family Sunday, September 10th. For more information, visit crossroadschurch.net/events.